No interruptions necessary. I'm going to bring this one down and say mahalos to Marin for Backroads Radio and helping us start the new year right. Feeling the attitude of gratitude goes a long way. So I'm very thankful to be here with my partner, Tim Kalai. Haole maki hiki ho, Tim. Haole maki hiki ho. We've got 2 hours of public affairs programming. I want to let everyone know that you are listening KKCR Hanalei, KAQA Kilauea. It's our beautiful community radio here on the North Shore servicing the beautiful island of Kauai, the Garden Island. You'll catch us here at 90.9 FM up here, Hanalei side, 91.9 island-wide, 92.7 in the Anahola Moloa area. And if you're on the gathering place of Oahu, 104.7 FM Oahu, 95.1 cable. You'll find us here at kkcr.org. That's right. That is our streaming site. If you're online listening, mahalos for that. 2 hours, this out-of-the-box program will be here for you. We've got open phone lines at 826-7771. Hopefully some callers sharing some information and some best wishes for this upcoming 2015. Want to hear from you, the listener. Would love to hear your mana'o on what you thought of 2014. That year seemed to have passed by quickly. Yes, it's a history already. But reflecting back on 2014 and some memorable stories or your mana'o. And also looking forward to the year 2015, a new year, a new beginning. A lot of folks sometimes put a fair amount of energy into this time of year to say, yeah, you know what? I've been kind of hunkering down and good time to kind of lay low, but got some newness coming our way. Say that again one more time. Got you on the mic, Mr. Kalai.
Haole makahiki ho to everybody out there in Radio Land, especially our KKCR listeners. Thank we you. Appreciate all that you do for us and blessings in this new and upcoming year. You know, just looking for a lot of bright moments and times to have, you know, on a daily basis, and also just to appreciate life at its fullest. May we always do so.
There you go.
Mahalo, Kiko.
Mahalo. And also because we got to, here goes.
The opinions expressed during this program are those of the speaker and do not necessarily reflect those of KKCR, its management, board, volunteers, or underwriters.
Well, it's for your support. We're trying to raise some funds so that we can get our air conditioning unit back up and running. We've got some expensive equipment that does better in an air-conditioned environment. No, it's not because we're, you know, panty volunteers that just got to, you know, have it all air-conditioned inside. No, 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 no. We have some equipment that needs to be kept at the optimal temperature. So if you are so kind and so considerate, have some end of the year or the beginning of the year contributions that you want to make, go to our website at www.kkcr.org. If you are so motivated, there's a donate button that you can click on and make your contribution to help us raise some funds. I think it's about $16,000-$17,000 that we're going to be estimating for the replacement, not the repairing of, the replacement and installation of a new air conditioning system for us here at Kauai Community Radio, the station that loves you.
We love you.
There you go. And it's the brand new year. It's our first show of the year. I was suggesting that we're going to play some music in between our kuka kuka with the community. This is something off of our YouTube computer technology capacities.
Wow.
It's a Pete Seeger, Sonny Terry, Brownie McGee from a publication or would say a video archive. Well, enjoy it if you will. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes.
Play it.
There we go. Pete Seeger, Sonny Terry, and Brownie McGee. You want to ride it, ride it, ride it like you're get the ticket at the pigeon will a rock out of line, it's a mighty good road. Will a rock out of line, it's a road to ride. Will a rock out of line, it's a mighty good road. If you want to ride it, gotta ride it like you're about to get your ticket at the station at a rock out of line. Well, the ABC and the XYZ. Cats in the corner, but you can't see. Well, the rock out of line, it's a mighty good road. Well, rock out of line, it's a road to ride. Well, rock out of line, it's a mighty good road. If you want to ride it, gotta ride it like you're about to get your ticket at the station at a rock out of line. All right.
could finally get the ticket at the station. Well, I may be right and I may be wrong. Oh, you're gonna miss me when I'm gone. Woo! It's mighty good. It's mighty good. If you want to ride, I gotta ride it. I can finally get the ticket at the station at the rock out of line. If you see me coming, you better step aside. A lot of men didn't, and a lot of men. Woo! Rock out of line, it's mighty good. Rock out of line, it's mighty good. If you want to ride, I gotta ride it. I can finally get the ticket at the station at the rock out of line. All right, Ronnie. Oh, put a Evelina or sitting in the shade. Thinking on the money that I ain't. Woo! Rock out of line, it's mighty good. Rock out of line, it's mighty good. Rock out of line, it's mighty good. If you want to ride, gotta ride it like you finally get the ticket at the station at the rock out of line.
Oh, me. Stick around now. We'll be back in a minute.
There you go. We'll be back in a minute. That was Sonny Terry, Brandon McGee, Pete Seeger, Rock Island Line, pulling that off our YouTube computer interface. Uh-oh, there we go. We're going to move on in. Pete Seeger coming at you again, back-to-back on a Thursday. First out of the box of the season, you're hitting the road. There we go. We got a phone call right now. I'm going to pull that one on up. Brother, can you hear us?
Yeah, I can. Hello.
Oh, hello. Can you hear us?
Yes, I can.
We can hear you. Mahalo for calling in, brother. Aloha and how ole makahiki ho.
There you go.
Happy New Year to you. What's on your heart, brother?
You know, everybody loves you, Jimmy. You do such a great job down there.
Well, you're awfully kind to say.
Here, yeah.
Thank you.
And it's not an easy job sometimes.
Sometimes it's not. You know what I mean? It's not just step right in and start clicking buttons, I'll tell you that.
Well, you know, sometimes when callers, like the other week, you know, when Dr. Music was on.
Yes,
correct.
And she might be joining us today.
Well, sometimes it's instead of moderating and getting in between the phrase, you just let people go at it sometimes and see what comes out of it. You know?
Ooh.
We're all adults. Anyway.
All adults. But, you know, I'm glad you bring that up because some folks, and you might see it differently, some folks were appreciative of me stepping in and just saying, you know, as the host, I think I have to kind of intervene here. And chiefly, I think that and this is a great subject of conversation that I'd love to have with all of our listeners.
I only stepped in halfway, so I don't know how long the conversation had been going on, but
sure.
I know it was one of your long-time devoted callers who always calls in.
He is one of our frequent callers, much like you, yeah.
He's a very nice guy. You know?
I've never met him personally, and I appreciate his contributions to the conversation.
Just a suggestion for you.
I'm listening now.
Take it, okay?
Yeah.
I'm certain I'm not your mother.
Okay? Certainly not. And if you were, I'd wish you a happy Mother's Day.
He'd kiss
you. But, you know, you go, okay, I'm the moderator. I'm going to cut in.
Yeah.
And then the guy hung up, and then Dr. Music, who was was telling about how he used to get always bummed out about life and about situations in the world.
Sure.
He has a new path where he doesn't get all bummed out anymore, right?
Right.
Which is really fantastic, right, you know, unless you're being tortured in some den, you know what I mean?
Right.
But But
my
then
room.
He used this word that I thought was out of his vocabulary. He said, well, that negative phone call. And I go, wow, what a slam, because I didn't think that guy was being negative per se. Right?
No, I agree.
And then you said, and this is where my advice to you, and like I say, you don't have to take it, okay? Because we all love you, and you do a wonderful job.
Well, right? Thanks for framing it with love and aloha.
Yeah, well, I mean it.
Now get to the point. Rip him a new one.
You said then, well, Dr. Music, don't let... Even though you were saying, oh, I don't think, Dr. Music, you were taking it wrong. I think that guy was just trying to express the difference of opinion or something like that.
Sure, you were...
He wasn't trying to be mean or rude or anything like that.
Correct.
And so you told Dr. Music, well, don't let that caller rain on your parade. Remember when you said that?
Yes. Well, I don't, but I do remember the sentiment.
Well, you said that, and what I would suggest to you, you could say to Dr. Music, hey, Dr. Music... Don't let this radio show rain on your parade.
Oh, there you go. Sure.
You know, okay, yeah. Because, hey, it's about, you know, it's just a call-in show. We don't have to take it too god-awful serious.
Sometimes. Amen, brother. You got that right.
It's a back and forth.
Yes.
And don't let, you know, have a great day because sometimes if you say to a caller, don't rain on somebody's parade, that's a cut. That's a slap in the face.
Yes,
you know?
Yes.
And it can be taken with a grain of salt, like no big deal, you know. But it's
right.
better to say I'm repeating myself like I constantly do. It's bad.
You're not the only one.
It's better to say, well, don't let the show rain on your parade, bro, you know, because it's not that big a deal. And have everybody wish you a happy new year and all wonderful, great things to come. And thanks for your wonderful show. And I hope you can get a new air conditioning system up there because KKCR is the greatest.
We rock.
Okay?
Right on.
Rock.
And I appreciate your advice.
I'm just jiving with you because it's such a topic that has really it's not really that important at all compared to what's going on in the daily news.
Yes,
I'm just shucking and jiving you right now.
Well, I love it.
Because I love what you do. I certainly couldn't do what you do as good as you do it. You know what I mean?
I know what you mean. Brother, we love you, and thanks for the phone calls, love and support. We'll hear more from you in 2015,
well,
I'm sure.
Well, for everybody down there at KKCR who worked so hard to keep that radio station going up, I wish you all the best.
Thank you, Danny, for you too.
There you go. I got one more from Pete Seeger. This one from a while back, but and if you're interested in joining the conversation, 826-7771, we're here for you. This is Buffy St. Marie and Pete Seeger, Cindy.
Baseball game where the pitcher has to wind up and get the ball off the strike. We're set now. Here comes the pitch. Thank you.
Cindy is a peach. Throw her arms around my neck and hung on like a leech. Oh, get along home, Cindy, Cindy, get along home, Cindy, Cindy, get along home, Cindy, Cindy, I'll marry you someday.
On there's a little bit of oh my gosh, it's happening. Hold that one down for a second. 20 minutes after 4 o'clock, that's 4:20 in most people's calendar. It is the first of the year, 2015. We've got phone lines open at 826-7771. That's right. That's the office number, is 2-8-826-7774. That'll get you to the phone machine if you need to leave a message for any of the professionals. If you want to talk to a disc jockey, if you want to talk to somebody in the booth, or a volunteer like me, 826-7771. We'll take your phone call, share your manawa about the new year or what you thought 2014 was all about for you. I was just playing a little Pete Seeger. Pete Seeger passed this year. A pretty inspirational guy, influential as well, standing up for the people in so many different ways, loved by millions and by generations. Pete Seeger gone in 2014. We got some more. I want to play this. Long time gone, but always close and near and dear to our heart. I got to just... make sure I'm pressing the right button at the right time, because sometimes I just don't do it like that. Don't laugh, Tim. Don't laugh, man.
That's what she said.
You gotta remember there's hours of training I've gotten. And
hours and hours.
And you're next. 2015, we'll see you behind the board. There we go. But, yeah, brother, is Hawaii 78.
Yes.
Just think about it.
Play it.
Oh, you Kanaka, we're standing with you.
kapono. Visit all these islands and saw everything. How would they feel about the changes of our land? Could you just imagine if they were around and saw highways on the sacred grounds? How would they feel about this modern city life? Other's eyes, they would start to realize that our people are in great, great danger now. How would they feel? Would their smiles be content then and
Mahalo, brother Ed.
Sweet.
That is
awesome.
Hawaii 78, brother Israel Kamakaviga Ole. And Tim.
Yes.
How you doing today, brother?
You know, always when I have an opportunity to be with you and to be with the listeners out here, man, it just it makes my life have meaning. And I don't laugh like this.
Sorry, I was laughing at something else.
Oh, yeah. But all in all, do enjoy just being here, contemplating, As always, another day, another breath, another moment in time to celebrate, you know, to be appreciative, to be in gratitude, to be in aloha. I mean, how deep is that after hearing Brother Iz, you know, putting it across the way that it is? And I'm constantly and still vigilantly holding that intention that one day, soon, very soon, we will feel the effects of the change, of the giving back to the Kanaka Mo'ole, the rightful heirs of this aina, those that work and do their, continue to do their good works to perpetuate the culture, to perpetuate who they are, to acknowledge their ancestors, their kupuna. We always thank them for sharing with us when they see it fit. Blessings to my beloved Uncle Nathan out there. Know that you are always with me. And to my kumu, kumus, of which there are many, thank you for teaching me, for allowing me as your haumana to be there when it was time, and to continue, you know, just the whole path and the journey. Certainly appreciate always what you have taught me. A lot of levels. Thank you, thank you, thank you. May 2015 be phenomenal for all of you out there. Just want to thank you.
What a wonderful world. High above the chimney top, that's where find me, oh, the dark. back and think to myself, what a wonderful world. The colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, are also on the faces of people passing by. I see friends shaking and singing, how do you do? They really sing, I love you. I hear babies cry and I watch them grow. They'll learn much more than we'll know. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
You know what they say, timing is everything. Brother Tim, thanks so much for the spirits, the goodwill, all that good stuff. I got one for you. You called it on the way up. And the phone lines are open, 826-7771. We are your community radio. This is the Out of the Box show. Just got a phone call who from an off-island listener who didn't want to go on the air but did want to just encourage the conversation. That's what this public space is all about. Here at our community radio, we have a number of public affairs programs, whether it's the Wednesday at lunch gardening show, you know, into the garden and back to the garden. It's a very informative program, and you learn quite a bit about tending to the aina, to tending to yourself, making good, wholesome food, and sharing that with others. And growing the future. That's what it's all about. You know, we're trying to grow the future. We're looking forward to 2015, what grows in the new year. And we're also being a little reflective on what was 2014 all about. How did that affect you? Are you 1 year older and 1 year wiser? Is that true?
Came and went.
It came and went. You know, was that the fastest year for you, Mr. Kalai?
You know, it's very difficult to say because, I mean, I was always listening to my parents and my grandparents saying, oh, just wait. As you get older, it's like, you know, time just seems to whip on by.
Yeah.
You know, and here I am getting older, and wow, time is whipping on by. But in retrospect, when you can make comparisons.
Whipping on by.
I mean, beyond, it seems almost like lightning speed, you know. It's like, whoa, we just woke up and it was, you know, 2013, and here we're like knocking on 2015, and you know, sure, it's all relative, I guess, you know. I can say that Y2K was just yesterday, too, you know.
It's right. Just,
whoa, and here we are, 2015, man, going into whole new millennium, doing it, and it's, man, clockwork, just zipping by. What can you say?
What can you say? You know, it is just the river of life flows. And as you
quickly at times,
as you get in those places where it's a little pinched, you know, it flows quicker.
Oh,
you know, at least there's a little bit more strength to it. It's palpable.
Wow.
You know,
and to all the nations and the leaders out there, we just want to, you know, put out the beautiful vibe too. You know, we can come together and we can come up with some really creative solutions for world peace. Let's try to work on that, you know. I mean, we focus so much on war and keeping that whole industry going, and not that I want to take away, you know, how they play their game, but at the same time, let's focus on peace, you know? Let's try a different alternative. Change is a good thing.
Yeah.
Change is a good thing. And you can still, if they need to, you know, feel like they're in power or create money through the process, they can do that while about doing things peacefully. Doing things peacefully.
Yeah. Well, I'm all about that. So I can go there, you know. So 2 hours has gone by not that fast because it's 4:40.
2 hours?
20 minutes since the last time I looked at that clock. 4:40 was
when you're coming to pick me up and it's all
today has been a time warp day.
Yeah, it has.
There you go. We went from 4:20 to 4:40, just like that.
Just like that, 20 minutes. Wow.
And it's all said and done. But I wanted to play this one because you'd asked for it on the drive up.
Thank
about
you.
40 minutes ago.
Well, light
from Norman light, Greenbaum.
Light the match.
There you go.
Hurry.
By request, Spirit in the Sky. Give us a call, 826-7771, your community radio.
What about Off Island?
What about Off Island?
Who are they calling?
Give us a call at 866, what is it? 275-1112. Call us before you die. There we go. Spirit in the Sky. Norman Nussbaum. by request. And we got another request, too. So 826-7771, that'll get you on the phone. It'll get you on the air if you like. If you don't want to go on the air, just tell us, oh, I don't want to go on the air. You know, you can be clear with us. We'll put you on if you like, and if you don't, don't. It is the first of the year. It is the first out of the box show. It's not so much out of the box, but just I don't know. We're into the box right now. My brother Tim is on the phone with somebody making a request as we speak. I am Laura Christine, the host of the Get Low Show. Ha! Just fooling ya. Not really. It is an out-of-the-box special, New Year's Day, the first of the year. 2015, it's barely a half day old, and already we've experienced power failures, and we're, experiencing traffic jams. What else will we experience in the year 2015? What do you want to see happen in our world this year coming up? Phone lines are open, 826-7771. If you're off island, 866-275-1112. Somebody's going on the air. We're going to do that. We got a phone call coming on up. Aloha, caller. You are on the air. Happy New Year to you.
And the same to you and Tim.
All right. Well, we appreciate the love and support. Well, what would you like to share with us today?
Well, echoing Tim's kind of mana'o about the need for peace in the world, I had the pleasure of hearing Malala, the young woman from Pakistan, receiving her Nobel Peace Prize. And among other things that stood out for me was her wonderful 17-year-old accusatory admonition to all adults who think they know how to manage the world. How is it that there is money for guns but not for books for children?
Yeah.
How is it that there is the capability of building tanks, but not to build schools? And, I mean, to me, that just boiled it down really simply, that whole issue about how is it? Where are the adults? And, of course, that is so much an issue with our own small island, our own community. How is it that there are people that don't see that the need to take care of our children is the most important criteria by which we should evaluate, judge our actions.
Wow.
And those of others.
I appreciate you bringing that up, because that's a great question that we have to challenge ourselves to answer.
Yeah. So that was the fellow from India. That was his question also, and kind of standard. Is this good for the children, for our children?
Mm-hmm.
Is this helping them live a better life?
Mm-hmm.
If it's not, then you shouldn't be doing it. Quite simply.
Yeah, quite simply.
Quite simply.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate you for bringing that to our attention on this New Year's show, and any time of the year, actually, but just as we look forward to a world... a better world, a more just world, and you know, if we
I don't know about the just kind of thing. It's about empowering all of our children, as well as all of those who have challenging circumstances, to do and be able to do the best that they can.
Yeah, well, I'm looking forward to more engagement with our younger people and mm-hmm. our. If you will, tapping into the wisdom of our kupuna.
Yeah.
And whether it's empowerment or it's seeking an equilibrium that says, you know, this is fair, that this is fair and balanced, you know, that there is a qualifier, but that we are working towards, striving for, that we will labor towards that goal of,
right.
Whether it's sovereignty, whether it's for your family to be free from persecution or any type of oppression that is prevalent in the world today, that we can be...
I mean, and I think regarding the sovereignty issue, when people say, well, why? What is the issue? You would say, if someone came into your house or moved into your car and said, this is no longer yours, it's mine, and I'm going to get the police to back me up, I think that they would perhaps appreciate some of the feelings of alienation and anger that people who were a Kingdom of Hawaii can feel.
I agree
wholeheartedly.
That's just a real simple
analogy.
Yeah, that people can understand real simple.
Yeah, well,
but
I
what they
appreciate
have
you
taught
sharing
us,
that.
What they have taught us, though, through this whole process, and this is what we have to remember, and not just use it or the term or the expression of aloha,
mm-hmm.
you know, as just being a greeting,
mm-hmm.
but truly understanding the deeper meaning, the deeper feeling, the deeper essence of what that word encompasses, aloha, you know, and to hold always, even through the darkest and the hardest
oh, yeah.
and the most
okay.
challenging of times.
Okay.
And that's just a perceptional thing, you know, by all of us.
Right.
But to go through that and to hopefully puka through or to break through.
I mean,
know,
I always understood it to mean love and respect, the two together.
And it's probably even more and deeper than just those two things.
Well, God knows love is pretty deep.
Yeah, it is. And why?
And respect, you know, kind of goes on forever, too.
There you go. Yeah, we have not tapped the end of that.
No, that has no beginning and no end, both of those things.
No, no. Well, thank you for sharing that. I really appreciate that.
Yeah.
I'm going to play this, and I do mahalo you for bringing this up to our attention in regards to the speech by Nobel
Malala.
Peace Laureate Malala Yousafzai.
Yeah,
and got this one coming off the...
I mean, just an amazing young woman who has been able to be a flashpoint for everyone, you know, out of the mouths of babes, as the great teacher Jesus said, you know, let the little kids come to me. It's like, don't hold them back.
There you go.
Right, they're closest to the source.
No doubt, no doubt. So here we go, live from YouTube. Mahalo, sister, appreciate that, auntie.
Mahalo,
you have
mahalo.
A great year. Haole makihiki ho.
Haole makihiki.
Aloha.
Aloha.
Ahui ho.
Whenever I go and speak, the only problem I face is that the podium is usually taller than me. So I hope it would be good this time. I'm feeling honored that I'm being chosen as a Nobel laureate, and I have been honored with this precious award, to the Nobel Peace Prize. And I'm proud that I'm the first Pakistani and the first young woman or the first young person who is getting this award. It's a great honor for me. And I'm also really happy that I'm sharing this award with a person from India whose name is Kailash Satyarthi. And his great work for child rights, his great work against child slavery totally inspires me. And I'm really happy that there are so many people who are working for children's rights, and I'm not alone. And he totally deserved this award. So I'm feeling honored that I'm sharing this award with him. He received this award, and we both are the two Nobel Award receivers. One is from Pakistan, one is from India. One believes in Hinduism, one strongly believes in Islam. And it gives a message to people. It gives a message to people of love between Pakistan and India and between different religions. And we both support each other. It does not matter what's the color of your skin, what language do you speak, what religion you believe in. It is that we should all consider each other as human beings, and we should respect each other, and we should all fight for our rights, for the rights of children, for the rights of women, and for the rights of every human being. First of all, I would like to thank my family, my dear father, my dear mother, for their love, for their support. As my father always say, he did not give me something extra, but what he did, that he did not clip my wings. So I'm thankful to my father for not clipping my wings, for letting me to fly and achieve my goals, for showing to the world that a girl is not supposed to be the slave. A girl has the power to go forward in her life. And she's not only a mother, she's not only a sister, she's not only a wife, but a girl has the, she should have an identity, she should be recognized, and she has equal rights as a boy. Even though my brother thinks that they are treated, that I'm treated very well and they're not treated very well, but that's fine if it comes, if it's that, but that's fine. Well, I would like to share with you how I found about the Nobel Peace Prize, and it's quite exciting because I was in my chemistry class and we were studying about electrolysis, anode, cathode, and the time was, I think, 10:15, so the time of the announcement of the Nobel Peace Prize was gone. And before that, I was not expecting that I would get this award. And when it went to like 10:15, I was totally sure that I haven't won it. But then suddenly one of my teachers came to the class and she called me and she said, I have something important to tell you. And I was totally surprised when she told me that, congratulations, you have won the Nobel Peace Prize and you are sharing it with a great person who is also working for children's rights. And it's sometimes quite difficult to express your feelings, but I felt really honored. I felt more powerful and more courageous because this award is not just a piece of metal or a medal that you would wear or an award that you would keep in your room, but this is really an encouragement for me to go forward and to believe in myself, to know that there are people who are supporting me in this campaign. And we are standing together. We all want to make sure that every child gets quality education. So this is really something great for me. However, when I found that I have won the Nobel Peace Prize, I decided that I would not leave my school. Rather, I would finish my school time. I went to the physics lesson. I learned. I went to the English lessons. And it was totally like I considered it as a normal day. And I was really happy by the response of my teachers and my fellow students. They were all saying that we are proud of you. And I'm really thankful to my school, to my teachers, to my school fellows for their love, for their support. And they really encouraged me and they're supporting me. So I'm really happy, even though it's not going to help me in my tests and exams, because it totally depends on my hard work. But still, I'm really happy that they are supporting me. I have received this award, but this is not the end. This is not the end. This is not the end of this campaign which I have started. I think this is really the beginning. And I want to see every child going to school. There are still 57 million children who have not received education, who are still out of the primary schools. And I want to see every child going to school and getting education. Because I have myself suffered through the same situation when I was in Swat Valley. And you all may know that in Swat there was Talibanization, and because of that, no girl was allowed to go to school. At that time, I stood up for my rights and I said that I will speak up. I did not wait for someone else. I had really two options. One was not to speak and wait to be killed. And the second was to speak up and then be killed. And I chose the second one because at that time there was terrorism. Women were not allowed to go outside of their houses. Girls' education was totally banned. People were killed. At that time, I needed to raise my voice because I wanted to go back to school. I was also one of those girls who could not get education. I wanted to learn. I wanted to learn and be who I can be in my future. And I also had dreams. I also had dreams like a normal child has. I wanted to become a doctor at that time. Now I want to become a politician, a good politician. And when I heard that I cannot go to school, I just for a second thought that I would never able to become a doctor, or I would never able to be who I want to be in future. And my life would be just getting married at the age of 13 or 14, not going to school, not becoming who I really can be. So I decided that I will speak up. So through my story, I want to tell other children all around the world that they should stand up for their rights. They should not wait for someone else. And their voices are more powerful. Their voices, it would seem that they are weak. But at the time when no one speaks, your voice gets so louder that everyone has to listen to it. Everyone has to hear it. It's my message to children all around the world that they should stand up for their rights. In the award that I have received, the Nobel Peace Prize, I believe that the Nobel Committee, they haven't given it just to me. But this award is for all those children who are voiceless, whose voices need to be heard. And I speak for them, and I stand up with them, and I join them in their campaign that their voices should be heard, and they should be listened, and they have rights. They have rights. They have the right to receive quality education. They have the right not to suffer from child labor, not to suffer from child trafficking. They have the right to live a happy life. So I stand up all with all those children. And this award is especially for them. It gives them courage. At the end, I would like to share with you that I had a phone call with Honorable Kailash. I cannot pronounce his surname like accurately, so please, I just ask for forgiveness for that. I'll just call him Kailash if he wouldn't mind. So I had a phone call with him right now, and we both talked that how important it is that every child goes to school and every child gets quality education, and how many issues are there that the children are suffering but are not yet highlighted. So we both decided that we will work together for this cause, that every child gets quality education and do not suffer from these issues. Other than that, we also decided that as he's from India and I'm from Pakistan, we will try to build strong relationships between India and Pakistan. And nowadays, you know that there is tension on the border, and the situation is getting, it's not like as we are expecting. We want Pakistan and India to have good relationships, and the tension that is going on is really disappointing, and I'm really sad, because I want both the countries to have dialogue, to have talks about peace, and to think about progress, to think about development, rather than fighting with each other. It's important that both the countries focus more on education, focus more on development and progress, which is good for both of them. So we both decided that I requested him that would it be possible that he request his Honorable Prime Minister Narendra Modi to join us when we receive the Nobel Peace Prize in December. And I promised him that I'd also request the Honorable Prime Minister of Pakistan, Nawaz Sharif, to join us when I get and he gets the Nobel Peace Prize. So, and I myself request the Honorable Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Honorable Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif that they both join us when we receive the Nobel Peace Prize. I really believe in peace. I really believe in tolerance and patience. And it is very important for the progress of both the countries that they have peace and they have good relationships. This is how they are going to achieve success, and this is how they are going to progress. So it is my humble request, and I hope it would be heard, it would be listened. At the end, I want to say that I'm really happy for your support. I used to say that I think I do not deserve the Nobel Peace Prize. I still believe that. But I believe that it is not only an award for what I've done, but it is also an encouragement for giving me hope, for giving me the courage to go and continue this campaign, to believe in myself and to know that I'm not alone. There are hundreds and thousands and millions who are supporting me. So once again, thank you so much to all of you. Thank you.
Don't get into any trouble while Mommy and Daddy are gone. And don't make a mess.
Do you like parties?
Yeah.
We can invite all our friends and have soda and pie.
Yeah.
I hope no bad people show up.
You are listening to KKCR Honolulu, KAQA Kilauea.
KKCR.
K224 CQ Moloa'a, K284 AL Hala'iva, 90.9 FM, 91.9 FM island-wide, 92.7 on Ohelamoloa area, 104.7 on the gathering place of Oahu, 94.5 island-wide cable, and streaming worldwide, kkcr.org. This out-of-the-box special is celebrating the new year, KKCR.
You gotta fight for your right to play. Hey. Pop, what you smoking, man? He said, no way. Got hypocrites, folks, two bags a day.
You go. I want to make it clear that the program is made possible. What is the program name again, Tim?
That's right.
Out of the Box. It's the Out of the Box show. And it's first show of the year. We're doing it in Out of the
2015.
Box. 2015.
2015.
Man, Tim, you were born in the 60s?
Oh, man.
No.
Oh, really?
Earlier. You're a product of the 50s.
The 50s.
Yeah. Damn,
dinosaur.
You're older than me. but seriously, I mean, you think about 2015. Didn't that sound just like totally Futurama?
2000s was Futurama to me.
You know,
when
it was, right?
When you read, you know, they instill in you George Orwell, 1984.
Yeah, that was so far.
And you're seeing
far
it unfold, and you're just going, my God. You know, and then people just aren't copping to it.
Let me ask you this.
Yes.
So the year 2000, or the movie, 2001 Space Odyssey. How old were you when you saw that, and where were you?
Oh, man. Oh, I'm hearing the sirens in the backdrop.
You know,
we're putting out a pulley, but at the same time, it always sends, like, you know, that chill down your spine.
Heavy duty.
Oh,
yeah,
they're yeah. coming after me. Oh, excuse me.
Coming after
no, by no means. 2001 Space Odyssey. When did that movie come out? In the 70s? That was like way back when.
Yeah, maybe it would have been 70 or 69 or something like that. It was a long time ago.
Long time ago.
But we'll find out for you listeners.
If any listener happened to cue us in.
My listener wants to say, wants to date themselves and say, I was born in the 50s and I remember that very well.
Watching that movie.
But I do have to go back to the business that says, this out-of-the-box program is made possible by listeners like you in partnership with the good folks at Hawaii Life and the Lions Golf Tournament and Tahiti Nui and, and I forgot one already, so I'm going to have to do this one right now.
High Tide Entertainment presents the Om Sweet Om Hawaiian Island Aloha Tour with Harry Manx, Friday, January 16th at the KCC Performing Arts Center. Doors open at 7:30 p.m. The show starts at 8. Manx blends classical East Indian ragas with slide guitar blues, a sprinkle of gospel, and some compelling grooves, creating a unique mystic sippy flavor. That's Harry Manx, January 16th at KCC. More information at hightideconcerts.net.
It's time again for the Kauai North Shore Lions Club annual golf tournament, Saturday, January 10th at the Mackay Golf Course in Princeville. Registration starts at 6:30 a.m., followed by a shotgun start at 8 a.m. A golf ball drop has been added this year. Participants adopt a ball, which is then dropped from the helicopter in the practice area, as well as the usual fun events and contests. Entry fee includes lunch and lucky ticket drawings. All proceeds fund scholarships for North Shore students. More information online at KauaiNorthShoreLions.org. Click on Golf Tournament.
Neil Norman and the Hawaii Life Brokerage Ohana proudly supports GMO-free Kauai, agricultural biodiversity, and sustainable farming practices, such as community gardens, food forests, seed saving, and beekeeping. Malama aina.
Announcing the return of the Tahiti Nui's Hanalei Luau, featuring 50 years of songs and dances as a tribute to their mama, Auntie Louise. Tahiti Nui, providing live Hawaiian music on Kauai since 1963. This family-style luau is every Wednesday, 5 to 7:30. More information at 826-6277 or online at thenui.com.
The Kauai Concert Association and Berklee College of Music proudly presents the annual Berklee Kauai Scholarship Fundraiser Concert, Sunday, January 11th, 4 p.m. at the KCC Performing Arts Center. This year's concert features international vocal quartet, Women of the World, and visual artist and classical Indian dancer, Rekha Menon. Also, music and dance workshops on Friday, January 9th from 3 to 5 p.m. All proceeds go to the Berklee Kauai Scholarship Fund. More information and tickets available at 245-SING or online at kauai-concert.org.
There you go. Mahalo for supporting Kauai Community Radio. It is the first of the year, 2015, a brand new one for you. And I am Jimmy Trujillo, holding it down while Tim Kalai and the Commodore are taking care of business in the KKCR Fine Style. I got one by request. This is a two-hour talk show, public forum, community forum, public affairs program that usually involves a lot of calling in. But today we've not gotten so many calls, and we're playing music and we're talking.
We love you, Dove.
Yeah, we love you, Dove, and we'll be evolving the radio soon enough. In about an hour, you will be listening to Evolve Radio on your community radio. Yes. And Dove Malls for the good work you do in our community, and thank you for bringing the G-Love to the islands.
Yes.
I think a lot of people are pretty stoked about that. Had a good time last night. And likewise, on the other islands where G-Love is having some fun, maybe we'll play some of his good stuff later this hour. Sweet. We've got about 50 minutes conversation if you like. If you want to join the conversation, it's 826-7771. Off island, it's 866. That's the area code. It's a free toll-free, kind of thing. And 275-1112. That's 275-1112. Yep, that'll get you here. And here we are.
Here we are.
Out of the box. This one by request.
By request.
Hard rocking band that dates you and I, Tim. If you were around when these guys were hard hitting.
I was around.
You're older than me.
Okay.
In Paradise. The Stairway to Heaven.
Aloha, I'm John Gordon for KKCR News. Here's the County Council report for the week of January 5th. The Council is not meeting during the holiday weeks, but will have a special Council meeting and a committee meeting on Wednesday, January 7th. Here are some highlights from the agendas. The special meeting will be at 9 a.m. and the committee meeting at 10 a.m. The meetings will be in the Council chambers in Lihue. For the special meeting, the Vice Chair of the Salary Commission transmits for Council consideration Salary Commission's Resolution Number 2014-1 relating to the salaries of certain officers and employees of the County of Kauai for the fiscal year 2014-2016, which was adopted by the Salary Commission at its November 10, 2014 meeting. This is Salary Commission Resolution 2014-1 and was deferred from the December 17th meeting. For the committee meeting, the Public Safety Committee has communications from Committee Chair Hoosier requesting the Chief of Police provide a briefing on the possibility of the Kauai Police Department purchasing and using body cams or similar recording technology. This briefing shall include the cost and availability of such technology and the positive and negative impacts of KPD's use of such technology. The Budget and Finance Committee has on their agenda Bill 2563 for an ordinance amending an ordinance relating to the capital budget of the county for the fiscal year July 1, 2014 through June 30, 2015 by revising the amounts estimated in the bond fund. This is for Moanaka and Ponokai Seawall in the amount of $1.6 million. A public hearing was held on this on the 17th of December. Also on our agenda is Bill Number 2564 for an ordinance amending an ordinance relating to the operating budget of the county for the fiscal year July 1, 2014 through June 30, 2015, revising the amounts estimated in the Housing and Community Development Revolving Fund. That's the Housing Agency's special projects, and that's for the amount of $35,877. Public hearing was held on this on December 17th. For more information, visit the county's website at www.kauai.gov. I'm John Gordon for KKCR News, and I want to take this opportunity to wish you the best for the holiday season. Aloha.
Well, that was John Gordon for updating us on the council action. I know in 2015 we will be having hopefully some interviews with our council leaders. Got a call out to council member Kipukai Kualii as well as council chair Mel Raposo. So hopefully we'll be bringing them in to talk story with you, our community, on our community radio, KKCR. I've got a phone call coming up right here. I'm going to press down on that one and see if our caller is there. Aloha caller, you are on the air.
Hey, Happy New Year, Jimmy.
Aloha, and haole maki hiki ho, Happy New Year to you. Is this Rick C?
This is Rick C. Hey, how you doing? I was hoping to join you today, but one of these days soon, I'd like to do that.
Yeah, no, we would love to have you here, and for listeners, community radio and the community airwaves here are available to you Tuesday, Thursday in the afternoon from 4 to 6. We have public affairs programming. It's primarily listener or concern, citizen-driven agenda, and we have topics that we cover in a variety of ways and a variety of fashions. And Rixie, will you share a little bit about your background that if you will, listeners might be interested in, and why when we have a future show in the future, they might be kind of curious about the content. I'll also share that with the listeners for by way of introduction. Rick C. is...
Well, I'll tell you what, Jimmy.
Go ahead.
I'll tell you what. Yes, this isn't about me. This is about New Year's. I'll do that when I'm there. I appreciate the offer, but, really, I'm just Joe caller. I'm just Joe listener today.
That's on the Garden Island. We appreciate callers from wherever they come from, and joining us from Oahu, Rick C. Thank you for taking time to talk story with us.
Yeah, well, it's great. I love KKCR, and I just see the value in it, and it's such an opportunity. And a lot of time, not a lot of radio stations, give a talk program 2 hours to be able to really get into issues. And so I started thinking, well, what is it today? Today is really special. It is the beginning of a new year. It's I'm looking right now at the sun setting over the mountains here on Oahu. It's like really picturesque, and it's a great opportunity to kind of look backward and look forward. And I wanted to throw it out to you guys to see, you know, what is it that kind of that you remember in 2014 that really, you know, made a change in your life or stopped you and had caused you to think. And I'm throwing the same thing out to the callers, you know. And a couple of things that popped up for me was that I think it's a really interesting conversation is, is the whole issue around the film The Interview and freedom of speech and, you know, and what's really an appropriate thing to do. And I think that's all really interesting. I think the whole GMO issue and the governor's veto on Island, that's something, I know that Gary Hooser has a new organization. He's just one of many people, but he's leading an organization called HOPA, and they have something in the hopper, so to speak.
They do.
That is a home rule, kind of a bill that they're passing through the state legislator to try and get more power for the islands. And you know, what is it that pops up for you that really made a mark in 2014?
Well, I mean, Rick, thanks for asking that one. You know, for me personally, I guess on a community level, it was the Ordinance 960 and the mayor's veto and then the ensuing election. It seemed to be quite a, dynamic time, but also a period where, you know, folks really kind of had to think about things that are important to them. And I'm not really the most thrilled person with the results of the elections, but I also don't put a lot of stake into elections as being agents for change or facilitators for change, and that kind of change and that growth happens at the grassroots level. So I'm always supportive of that type of effort, and I think that's what stands out is just how much more people were engaged, more people were following along and also encouraging others to kind of speak up and to, you know, let their voices be heard and to take action in ways that were going to be impactful or meaningful.
Yeah, I want to give Tim an opportunity to throw his ideas in, and maybe you have some more about 2014, but just to feed back to that, and maybe other callers will call in and maybe they'll want to jump on this this topic or something else if the phone lines are open. But one thing that occurs to me with that, I was talking with Gary Hooser about this recently, was Dustin Barca started off as kind of a weak candidate and ended up, man, he got pretty savvy and pretty grounded in Hawaiian and I guess the deeper values, and for him to have gotten a third of the voters on the island, that was pretty impressive. So anyway, without slanting the conversation that way, that's just a little thing I want to throw out there, because I think that's not something that should be dismissed when you think about important issues. But hey, Tim, what's do you recall what really popped up for you in 2014?
Okay, I'm on the mic now. Thank you. Well, there were quite a few things, and I appreciate once again, your input, RC, to bringing up discussion and things of this nature. As with the whole element, of Dustin running and doing what he has to do, I think it was a perfect example, of just someone that cared so much deep within his own heart for the feelings and the essences of what he felt he had to do in order to try to do the right thing. Something that was truly pono to him, to try to salvage, to protect, to preserve, all the elements, especially in conjunction with malamaing the aina. I know that right, that's at his forefront, because right, with that, how can you? We have very limited space, even though we think of, Kauai is one island, but it is small in space. And you truly, when you have that limited element, you really have to protect and nurture those places and spaces, that can do well, or that has always been a a place that has provided more than abundance, you know, if you're farming and things of that nature. In terms of 2014, I mean, there were so many things, you know, the turnaround, a lifting of consciousness of us becoming more aware, you know, of how we are treating our aina, you know, and how maybe others are treating our aina, you know. In that sense, it got us thinking about important issues and ways as to how we do value and upon whose values are we basing our decision, you know, for the future. You know, how were we instilled, hopefully, with those essences of to malama the aina? Now, does malama the aina mean that we should go out there and, I don't know, use chemicals or any sort of foreign substance into the soil that is not naturally going through its decompositional stage or anything of that nature? I don't know. I think that Creator, Kekua, you know, as has presented to us and has provided, you know, a perfect way of how things should work, you know, and just unfold and go through a natural processes. We as human cannot, as humans, even though we are part of the Creator, we're just creation, part of. Mm-hmm. You know, so it's like to think that you can take yourself to a new place of saying, well, I can manipulate this or make this better. Better than what has always been here?
Mm-hmm.
Are we now talking about ego, the id within humanity or the constructs thereof? You know, it's like, wow, what would take anybody to think that I can make something better? And for what reasoning are you supposedly making this better?
Mm.
You know?
And then
you get into the big, you know, divide or the study between, wow, is this strictly an economically based decision, you know, upon who's this, that, whatever. I mean, you can go on all different levels.
Who ultimately is in charge? Who's really ruling here, you know? I think that's really coming clear in this decade.
But more so than that, who pays?
Who pays
in the bottom line? Whether it's, in their eyes, it's always dealing with the dollar. Mm-hmm. But what are the social costs or the environmental implications of what this is doing to us?
Sure.
The studies aren't there. So why did they continue to do it and say, oh, but it's all pono, it's all good?
Well, maybe the studies aren't there, but the evidence is, and it just is a little bit of effort for us to kind of examine and sift through that evidence. And then we will articulate that, which the findings of. And then that'll help drive us decisions. Rick C., let me ask you this 2014 history. What are you looking forward to in 2015?
Mm.
The future.
You know, that's I'm looking forward to people on Kauai continuing the path of coming together across cultural and ethnic boundaries. As they did around the GMO issue, as they have and are around the GMO issue, and to creating, you know, great alliances to move and to maintain the path that Kauai is always on, where it hasn't been conquered, either by warring forces and maybe in this case by commercial or financial forces. I'd like to see that. I for all my criticism of the Obama administration and his kowtowing to the military-industrial complex, I have taken heart in that. Since the midterm elections, he's moved on some really good things in social policy, and he's always had, he's done great things in social policy. So I'm very happy, and now foreign policy with the opening up to Cuba. And I'm really hoping that he can get something done with some kind of a rapprochement with Iran. I heard something very upsetting this morning, how it was an interview with Marco Rubio and how he was saying the one thing he really wanted to do, I think one of two, was to quash
and was to put more sanctions against Iran, which is just, in my opinion, is like the absolute wrong thing to do, because we should recognize them as an important and influential country and try to find a way to, you know, let go of the past and look at our mutual futures and mutual interests. So things like that, I'm excited about, and you know, certain things in my own personal life and all. But what about you, Tim?
Well, in terms of, you know, 2015, I'm very optimistic always. And once again, I hold wholeheartedly a vision that somehow the nations of the world globally can come together and truly make a unifying pact or a treaty that is focused in creating on peace, mm-hmm. you know, and giving people the opportunity to truly envision themselves along with whatever vision they may have as well, too, you know, but giving us the opportunity to grow and to nurture each other.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's coming down to it, really, as I kind of was mentioning earlier, that, you know, it is now coming down to really the struggle between the people and the corporate interests. You know, the military interests are another thing, but it's really the corporate interests that have such a serious effect on us in our day-to-day lives, you know, when you see the...
Well, they control the media, do they not?
To most degree.
To most degree.
You know, the bright spots like KKCR and community radio.
Yeah, or Democracy Now.
Thank you very much.
I agree.
So, you know, I think that's an area in which, I mean, the people's struggle against corporate forces are something that's really critical, and I'm becoming inspired. In fact, I saw a high school in California, and how their volleyball team, I think it was, wore T-shirts to a recent tournament that said "I can't breathe" on it, and I read that, and it took me a few minutes to settle into the realization that, oh man, maybe we have, and this is a very white, you know, relatively well-to-do community. I mean, I guess middle class, but you know, they're not in touch with the day-to-day struggle of other cultures and ethnic groups on a first-hand basis. And yet they made this statement, and I'm so hoping that generation and some of the younger people between the baby boomers and them that are feeling inspired to rise up and make statements that will help us, you know, in the movement that the baby boomers really started, and, you know, we can get an alliance to really struggle and to, you know, have the power for the people.
Power to the people.
Jimmy, what about you? Anything else? And then I'm going to go. I want to clear the airways, let somebody else jump in here.
Right on. Brother Rick, appreciate that.
Always.
And, I'm looking forward to a growing revolution in 2015. I'm looking forward to, you know, the results of efforts that people have been putting forth in so many different areas for so long. And we're starting to see some of the fruitions. There's a project here in Kilauea that's going to be pretty cool to see come together. That's the ag park that both the county and community, Malama Kauai, is involved with that. I'm looking forward to having the... you know, the populace continue to stay engaged and to try to dialogue kuka with the administration and the mayor, and to try to, you know, bring a little bit of community common sense to some of the decision making processes. I'm looking forward to KKCR continuing to put out over the airwaves good information that you won't find elsewhere on the Garden Island, and providing listeners and members, visitors, and our neighbor island, Ohana, the up-to-date information about what's going on in their Ahupua'a, that we recognize the... I guess the contributions and
the pioneering work of many before us regarding how we're going to take care of ourselves in the future. And I'll go back to what is so easily done in many ways is to defer to the kupuna of the host culture, those folks that have been doing this already, that remember how it was done, whether it was taking care of your family or taking care of your garden and being able to go out onto the reefs and share the resources as well as being able to take care of the resources. I look forward to a return to kind of the, I guess maybe slower pace of a generation or two before where people didn't just kind of like stay, you know, with their nose turned into their phone and their you know, electric device, that they can kind of step away from that and enjoy nature and enjoy the
each other.
Well, thank you for relationships, for sure. I agree with the mayor that it's all about relationships, but it's also about nurturing that stimulus around you that is that sustains you, that stimulates you, that is able to kind of provide for you and your families, whether it's a walk along the beach or it's a stroll up Mauka, and then to be able to go ahead and have time with friends, neighbors, with your, you know, ohana to connect and not just be, you know, stuck on a Facebook message board or be kind of in traffic and see somebody passing by. You know, lately it seems like traffic has been an issue for people. You know, we've got
Don't go Kapaha around 2 o'clock to 4 o'clock.
A critical needs for our island. You know, whether it's affordable housing or it's back to the bigger picture of independence and sovereignty for Kanaka Maoli and for the Native Hawaiians that are working towards that. That they're, you know, I'm glad that in 2014 the Department of the Interior decided to kind of pose a question that really awakened a lot of folks, as well as just got people to say, you know what, I'm not going to just sit back and watch this. I'm going to take some time out.
Exactly.
I mean, the Department of Interior hearings stimulated a discussion about sovereignty that I haven't seen in the short 15 years that I've been part of the community, and I'd like to see more of that in 2015. But really, 2014 was a rough year for me personally, and I'd like to see it be a better year. Year 2015. I wish that for you, Rick C. And Brother Tim, you've got a request from the Allman Brothers. I'm going to play that one. This one speaks to what I thought of 2014.
Okay.
Well, let's see. We got 19 minutes left there on your fine show, and maybe some other people want to call in and
maybe
throw some ideas out there, or reminisce, or dream of the future, or create the future by. You know, their suggestions and connecting with other people in the community. And that's, I'll just leave by saying, you know, I really appreciate this opportunity to put things out and to process and to connect with other members of the community. And I think there's something really precious we should treasure, and encourage people to use these airwaves to make our lives and the world and that of the kapuna and the keiki make it better. All right. Love you guys.
Love you.
Mahalo, RC. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Happy New Year.
And 826-7771 to join the conversation.
Call us.
826-7771.
Speak your mind. Like
Tim Kalai answering the phones for you. If you're off-island like Brother Rick was, that's 866-275-1112. Back to 2014. That's how it was. Hope you enjoyed Allman Brothers Whippin' Post.
Let me warm up, let me out of food. such a fool, and I had to stand by taking me. Oh, for loving you. I found myself in sorrow, and I look at what you've done. But nothing seemed to change, the bedtime said the same. I'm dying.
There we go. That's a little bit of the Allman Brothers for you.
Allman Brothers.
Whipping Post and from Fillmore East. That's how 2014 was for me. You know what I mean? Tim, 2014, good year for you? Or you've had better?
Well, I mean, I don't know. I keep saying that it's part of the evolution.
Thank you.
So to compare it to 1 year to the last, to the this, to the that,
yeah.
You know, okay, well, I mean, you know, it was what it was.
It was what it was.
And it was challenging.
And just like my roof.
Yeah.
It is what it is.
And it's great, you know.
It's
so
true. Yeah, no, thanks for speaking of that word, evolution, because in about 10 minutes or 5 minutes, about that, it's all relative, Evolve Radio will be happening, and,
we're evolving. Yes.
Brother Dove is, MIA, but we will have, some kind of evolutionary, airwave action, and, in 2 hours from about this time, The mystery train will
Notorious.
Be rolling in. Yes,
Slim.
Yeah, we will have Slim in the
house
riding in the engineer. But before that, Evolve Radio and the good stuff there. We've enjoyed the last 2 hours. Thanks, Rick C, for calling in. And
thank you, Rick.
Some of our other what would
lively.
You call that? Well, lively as well as frequent callers early on to talk about. Well, just the things that matter to them. And the new year is here. God bless them. Mahalo ke kua.
Our listeners.
Thanks. You know, it's a new year. We get a chance to kind of, you know, do things different.
Yeah,
I do appreciate the woman who called in to just kind of reflect about, you know, our responsibility, our role as adults to create a better
Kuliana.
World for, thank you, Kuliana.
Kuliana.
Better for our children.
Alama pono.
You know, and, you know, what is it about our value system that says it's easier to spend $248 billion on a defense system, on a missile defense system, than it would be for
a few school books?
Yes, please. You know,
thank
just
you.
Some more resources
wow.
in the classroom, better pay for our teachers,
physical education,
you know, arts,
sciences.
You know, all that stuff, music.
Yeah.
Thank you for including that in our children's
you
know, development, and so you. You know, we have to recognize that our values might be a little skewered when we want to throw more money into the penal institution and the judiciary system that says it's better to lock people up than to rehabilitate them, to give them the opportunity to learn new schools or new skills.
We need our zoos.
Well, that, and we also need to provide for our keiki. You know, we need to provide for our children, however possible, however that manifests itself. This is a kuleana as adults, as kupuna, as elders in our community. And these are the things that we must do. We must look after, you know, our children and our children's children. It's
be
an important
active.
Thing.
You have to be active outside of just going to work and this and that. Community is community.
There we go. I think the phone is ringing. I'm going to bring us back up to a local session here. It's our council agenda for this week from John Gordon. Mahalo's John Gordon, longtime KKCR volunteer who comes and shares his time with us, Jazz with John on Tuesdays. But here he is doing some public affairs programming to inform you about our council agenda for the week of.
Aloha, I'm John Gordon for KKCR News. Here's the County Council report for the week of January 5th. The Council is not meeting during the holiday weeks, but will have a special Council meeting and a committee meeting on Wednesday, January 7th. Here are some highlights from the agendas. The special meeting will be at 9 a.m. and the committee meeting at 10 a.m. The meetings will be in the Council Chambers in Lihue. For the special meeting, the Vice Chair of the Salary Commission transmits for Council consideration Salary Commission's Resolution Number 2014-1 relating to the salaries of certain officers and employees of the County of Kauai for the fiscal year 2014-2016, which was adopted by the Salary Commission at its November 10th, 2014 meeting. This is Salary Commission Resolution 2014-1 and was deferred from the December 17th meeting. For the committee meeting, the Public Safety Committee has communications from Committee Chair Hoosier requesting the Chief of Police provide a briefing on the possibility of the Kauai Police Department purchasing and using body cams or similar recording technology. This briefing shall include the cost and availability of such technology and the positive and negative impacts of KPD's use of such technology. The Budget and Finance Committee has on their agenda Bill 2563 for an ordinance amending an ordinance relating to the capital budget of the county for the fiscal year July 1, 2014 through June 30, 2015 by revising the amounts estimated in the bond fund. This is for Moanaka and Ponokai Seawall in the amount of $1.6 million. A public hearing was held on this on the 17th of December. Also on our agenda is Bill number 2564 for an ordinance amending an ordinance relating to the operating budget of the county for the fiscal year July 1, 2014 through June 30, 2015, revising the amounts estimated in the Housing and Community Development Revolving Fund. That's the Housing Agency's special projects, and that's for the amount of $35,877. Public hearing was held on this on December 17th. For more information, visit the county's website at www.kauai.gov. I'm John Gordon for KKCR News, and I want to take this opportunity to wish you the best for the holiday season. Aloha.
Technical Ash. That's it. Hey, it's the end of the show.
Of the hour? Dang, it went so fast.
Radha Dove is out there
flying around.
Sure that G-Love is making his way to the airport. Yeah, taken care of. Good stuff up there. Hope you guys all had a very safe and sane holiday season, that your New Year's Eve celebrations weren't over the top, that the new year comes.